Peace in Troubled Times. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for tuning into the show, and as always, a like, share, review, or subscription to the show helps other coaches find us and in turn allows the show to reach more coaches. And that's the goal, to reach as many coaches as possible and be an encouragement. Today I want to continue to bring you an encouraging word during these interesting times, and to do so I want to turn to Psalm 46, which reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is a psalm that I believe we can turn to during these troubled times and find a plan to deal with the difficult properly. At the beginning of the psalm, we're presented with the overall theme of the psalm that God is our refuge in trouble. Now, it's easy to say that, but what does it really mean? And how does it apply to our life? How can I apply it, or how can you apply it as a coach during this downtime? In verses 2 to 3, we're told that trouble is real. It's not an option. It's not something that some of us will encounter. The reality is, we all will encounter trouble. There'll be times where it feels as though our world has been turned completely upside down. And certainly, this seems like one of those times, as our seasons have been cut short, we've been displaced from our schools, our players, and our routines. No doubt this is difficult, and it's a troubled time. We can be comforted, though, to know that Scripture tells us we will deal with such times. It goes on in verses 4 to 7, and we're told that while trouble is real, so is God. Not only is he real, he's unshakable, and is a help in troubled times. I believe the psalm also speaks of our salvation in him as a running river, a river of life that cannot be stopped regardless of calamity. God is our salvation through good times and bad. Now, not only is God real, but verses 6 through 9 tell of his power. Though the nations rage, his voice alone melts them. In other words, all he has to do is speak, and it's done. He can bring the most powerful of nations to a halt with simply his voice. He is all-powerful. Then we come to verse 10, which most of you know. God speaks and calls us to be still and know that I am God. Now, being still is not in our sin nature. To us, it doesn't really make sense. In my troubles, I'm supposed to be still? Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that we're not to do anything, but instead, we're to cease striving against our trouble. In other words, quit trying to fix everything yourself. Maybe you think, okay, I'll be still, but what's that going to accomplish? Well, notice that the command to be still is not all we're told. We're also called to know God. This is telling us that in the midst of our trouble, if we understand who God is, we will find peace. So we have to ask the question, well, what do we know about God? Well, let's highlight a few things. First, he's not going to bail on you in your trouble. Think about this. His reputation rides on the back of your problem because his glory will be shown as he brings you through it. So he's not going to bail. He is a faithful God. Number two, he has purpose. God has a purpose in all that he does, and he's working to bring good out of your situation. You may not see it in the midst of your trouble, but Scripture promises us that this is true. Third, God is sovereign. He's in complete control of all things, and that includes your trouble. And lastly, God wins. Through Christ's work on the cross, if you believe in him, your salvation is complete. He has claimed victory, and so have you through him. Regardless of what trouble you may encounter, you have the victory. A good picture of this may be a classic sporting event that you may hold dear. For me, that's the 1992 National League Championship Series Game 7. The Atlanta Braves were down late. It was grim. And if you freeze frame the game at nearly any point, things don't look good for the Braves. It's despair. And when any Braves fan watched that game live, they were in despair. You're so close to the World Series, and yet so far. And then what happened? In the ninth inning, Francisco Cabrera drove in David Justice and Sid Bream to send the Braves to the World Series. An unlikely hero in an unlikely situation that brought victory. Now think about a Braves fan that watches that game today. There's no anxiety. There's no despair. Why? Because they know the outcome. They know the victory. And here's the deal, coaches. Our lives should be the same. We know we have victory in Christ. Trouble is real, but so is God. He's all-powerful, he cares for you, and he's earned the victory. And if we know who God is, then we can have peace in the midst of any trouble that comes our way. Coach, I know that today isn't fun. A season canceled or postponed isn't fun. Being separated from your team isn't fun. But trust in God and who he is, and you will find peace in the midst of your trouble. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget your job is important. God loves you and he has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.